What is occurring in the universe?
Hello, Governor. How are you, Seth?
Eh?
Mm? Eh? Mm? Man, man, it looks nice out there, bro. I need
like
that
you mow my lawn.
What is this, Claire?
Yeah, it's a tough place to live, I tell you.
That's
what.
Just your life, huh?
That's just my backyard.
Are the bugs picking you up yet?
No, not too bad. Oh, no, I did get one mosquito bite the other day. I finally got my first one this year.
Oh, really?
I was a little bit upset.
Today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, Bop Karaoke. Looking for a new way to turn up the fun? Try Bop Karaoke, the most entertaining karaoke gaming app. With Bop Karaoke, you're not just singing, you're playing a game. Choose from country, pop, R&B, or hip-hop. Set your level of difficulty and let the fun begin. With gamified features, scoring, and leaderboards, you can compete with friends or just enjoy the spotlight solo. The best part? You can record and share your bops or keep them just for yourself. Whether you're a shower singer or a stage-ready performer, Bop Karaoke makes every note memorable. Ready to record yours? Head to bopkaraoke.com or search for Bop Karaoke in your app store. Let's make your next karaoke session one to remember. Download Bop Karaoke today.
I was reading something the other day and they were saying body hair is sort of like keeps the bugs from you. So
I
the white man
hair.
with all the body hair.
I got to grow my back out. Is that what you're saying?
You got the. Where did you get bit at on your leg?
Ankle. It's always the ankle or the wrist for me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the itchiest part.
Oh, dude. No.
Yeah.
Scratch.
Yeah. I'm not really into mosquitoes. I haven't had a lot of bites this year.
Ooh, Florida. I guarantee I'll come back with at least four or five in Florida.
Yeah. It's like different times. And what's weird is, when I first got here, they used to just spray. And I used to be like, what are you spraying? Like from up top, like helicopter spraying stuff. And I'm like, don't do that.
That's the chemtrails.
That's it. They're killing us.
Multiple myeloma. Do you or your neighbor have multiple myeloma?
Myeloma.
Bro, that's... I don't know what it is, but it just seems like the medicine commercial.
Yeah.
Are out of control.
Dude, they're so
and
fucking
I'm just
wild.
Like, why would you take that and that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so you've got a little bit of asthma, but now you're going to, the asthma's going to go away, but you're going to poop your pants every time you take it. I'll deal with the asthma.
Dude, speaking of that, prescription, I have to share this because this is fucking hilarious. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying this was fucking hilarious. Trump just got on the news the other day and he was just like, very proud of myself. I'm gonna, you know, wouldn't you, if I were able to reduce the cost of prescription medications by 30 to 40%, that would be amazing. I'm gonna reduce them by, long awkward pause, not sure what that was, 1,000%, 1,500%, and then it was like some you know talk show dude gets on there and he's like what just occurred, like okay, if I were to take 100% off of something, that would be free.
It's free. What's
anything
1,000?
More than 100%, and I'm paying you. He was joking. He's like, next year the list of top billionaires is going to be a bunch of leukemia patients.
Jesus Christ!
I was dying. It's like, yeah, that's not how percentages work.
And what's so funny is normally I'm in the mix. I've been out of the mix.
Oh yeah.
Right. I keep my hand on the pulse,
yeah,
right? And I just been running and gunning,
yeah,
you know, so I just been like, what did he say?
What's this happening? Crazy on those streets, bro?
And I guess this, so bring me up to speed on the Epstein shit. So okay. Now it's a bunch of, so this is what I know. So now they're not releasing it, but I guess a bunch of people who supported Trump were all over this. So I've been seeing like this is splitting his base.
Oh, it's wild.
Yeah. So what's the deal?
Okay. So when videos have been released of Epstein at when he married
Trump's wedding,
when Trump married Marla Maples, like
I
Epstein
liked her,
was
by
there.
The way.
Yeah, she was. Ooh, I liked her too. I met her. I actually met her in person.
Met no damn Marla Maples.
Fortunately, I don't know. I have had the pleasure of meeting Trump a couple of different times. I met him on the back when he had the Trump Princess. I got to go on the Trump Princess, and he was there with his first wife. What was her name? Not Ivanka. Was it Ivanka? Or that's his daughter.
Ivanka's the daughter.
What's
Ivania?
Ivania?
Somebody's going to cuss us out.
Melania is the current. What was the OG?
OG is, it's just like the name of Ivanka, or it's Ivania.
Yeah. That's the one I met.
Yeah.
And then later I met, Marla Maples. Mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach, that was my stomping grounds for a while.
Second home, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's where my grandparents lived.
Back to it.
Ivana. Ivana names her daughter Ivanka. That's confusing as shit. Anyway, So, and they're like, the video of those two, they're like best friends. Like, oh, and now everybody's making fun of, they're like, comedians are having a troll fest with this. Like, dude, I get why Trump's all pissed off now. He lost his best friend. But anyway, so what's going on is, and now it's even roped in that Giselle chick too, or whatever her name is. Giselle Max, I don't remember.
No, the... Ghislaine, whatever. His little boo thing. She was like his pimp.
Yeah. It's now even roped her in because they're like, hey, she could testify. And she's just like, whoa. Because
she's going to wake up dead.
Uh-huh. So if in the next few days the news comes out that she offed herself, don't be surprised. Anyway, so... And so all of this like weird wackadoodle stuff, like Trump basically saying, that was the other part of this prescription thing, right? Was he's like, I'm going to make Europe raise the price on drugs. And if they don't want to do it, then I'm going to tell them that, you know, they can't sell their cars in America. And people aren't going to be able to buy Mercedes or BMWs. I'm like, why is he picking on Germany? So the whole thing is he's like doing anything he can to change the subject off of Epstein. And the House was basically like, they're completely in chaos. Even the right is like split. They had to pass some crazy motion to get recess a week early before the September break, because they're like, if we don't do this, we're never going home, guys, because they cannot agree. People keep saying, no, we need to talk about Epstein. And they're like, well, we already had a vote on this. Why are we bringing this up again?
So are they saying there's no files? Is that what you're trying to say?
That there's no files. They're saying, why do we have to release them?
Oh, and so I heard that the DOJ supposedly told Trump that he's in the files.
It's basically confirmed that he's all over them. Mm.
Meanwhile, Diddy is in jail.
I'm not laughing at that, but him.
Diddy is in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And what's funny, you remember that, governor that got caught from New York?
He was a governor.
Same deal. He was flying hookers in.
Uh-huh.
That dude's chilling.
Dude.
You know,
the amount of bullshit that this motherfucker has pulled off and been able to, you know, be like, it's okay.
How is that pissing his loyal Trumpers off?
That's where it's a little weird, because it's the more that this buzz continues, the more that the cracks in the armor are starting to show up. At first, they're like, you know, kind of like back when it was the Billy Bush thing, right? It was a grab him by the pussy, right? It was like, hey,
a real man wants to do that. A real man should be able to do that.
That's just locker room talk.
That's just locker room. Yeah. The more that this, that stereotype persists, the more people are like, maybe that's not a good look. The more it's like starting to fester a little bit.
Oh yeah. You're getting more people. Cause I've seen people living in Florida. You've seen it all, right? Uh-huh. I've seen people who were like, women who just couldn't find themselves to vote for a woman.
Right.
Voted for Trump. And right. I've heard them say, well, I couldn't vote for her. And then those emails, it was like they threw the last little bit of slime in there, and that got people to, so a lot of people voted for him that didn't necessarily want to.
Mm-hmm.
Or you've got just some historical Republicans. I grew up in a Democratic family. My grandfather voted this thing called the Black Slate.
Right.
It was like this group of people.
Mm-hmm.
They said, this is who we're voting for.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah. He'd be like, boy, I vote the Black Slate every year. Yeah. The Black Slate, see, that's what I'm voting. Right. So you got people out here like that vote like that.
Uh-huh.
I think the thing that's so crazy is that it's so polarizing because.
Oh yeah.
We've lost humanity, right? And before, you know, if somebody voted for Bush and you voted Democrat, it wasn't like a war.
No, it was like, okay.
It was like, oh, okay, whatever. But now if you're on one side or the other, it is like.
It's divided families. It's caused divorces.
Friendships. Man, I've seen it all. And me, listen, I got some folks that voted for Trump. I would leave my daughter with them.
Yeah. Oh, same.
You know what I'm saying?
Same.
I got homeboy. I got family. It's like. So when you're in a situation like that, and then when you see people so divided,
yeah,
you're like, it's not, people make decisions
it's
sometimes
not
and it's
deal.
Not, it's not like, oh, I'm a racist or, oh, I'm a rapist or, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I voted for, sometimes people like the fiscal way of a certain party.
Oh yeah.
You know, but it's really pushed me to so step back and just be like, man, what happened to humanity?
Well, right? And it's on, like you said, it's on both sides. Like I know people who are like the nicest, softest spoken people in the entire world, but because they're, you know,
this direction,
they're like, you know, they wake up every day. Did he get assassinated yet?
I just had a text.
Wow.
But I'm like, we want people dead.
Right.
Bro, I just got a text because all of these people are dying.
Yeah.
And it's a text stream of mine. And they're like, well, that's not who I would thought would be dead.
Right.
I'm just like, is this
going to hell,
at?
Bro?
I'm like,
you can't wish people dead.
Dog, get a hobby.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And then I've got some people that now all they do.
Mm-hmm.
In every conversation is complain about the president.
Do
you have a life?
No, they do not.
And everything is connected to it. Oh, I went here. Oh, man, there was a mother of crumbers in there.
Yeah.
Dog.
Like it's just, that's it's what's just perpetuating target. This craze is it's not so much. I don't know. I mean, it's not so much that because he's a whack. Dude's crazy. I mean, like, let's just be real. But, like, the amount of offsetness or the craziness because he is where he's at is times a million. And it's just like, dude, it is what it is. Just suck it up. Go on with your day. Like, did you care? Did you give two fucks about who the president was for your entire life? No. Why do you care now?
Nah. Yeah. And it's like, I didn't think cancel culture would seep up. You know, cancel culture is sort of a millennial, you know, Gen Z thing, right?
Right,
you said some shit bad about Nicki Minaj. We're canceling you. You know what I'm saying? Right. You did this to Taylor Swift, we canceling you. Twitter, they'll come at you.
Selena Gomez, how dare you?
You know what I'm saying? They'll dox you. They'll fucking swat your cribs just because you said something about their star. That's not really a Gen X.
We kind of stayed in our lane. I don't talk about you. Boomer, you don't talk about me.
But now, because of this, and I feel like he won, and the blue blood Democrats were like, F this. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. And anybody else that's on that side, I'm canceling you. I'm canceling you. And I'm just like, people have different opinions. They always, you know what I'm saying?
And
they
you're allowed to have different opinions.
You're allowed to have that. And just be, and it's just like, you're a racist. And like, I've got people that talk to me like I'm DeSantis's, like, chief of staff.
Oh, you live in Florida? Because, you and DeSantis? Like, I'm like,
It's like, because I live in Florida, that means I back everything in Florida.
That's like people in Texas and Abbott.
Right.
Governor Abbott, to be clear.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's like, and I can say I used to be like that. I used to be like, man, F Texas. But it's good people in Texas.
There's great people in every
state. That's just where you choose to live.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and I bet you chose to live there before DeSantis was your governor.
Bro. I chose to live here for the beaches, man.
That's what I'm saying.
No snow. Right. So, yeah, man, very polarizing. And it just takes me back to like, so I wasn't tripping on Michigan where everybody I know is from.
Right.
But back during COVID, they were shutting down the paint aisle.
Right.
And Lowe's. I'm like, how you going to tell me I can't
buy paint?
No, we don't. You shouldn't be painting. Don't tell me how to make a living.
Right. What if that's what you do to bring money on your table?
What if I'm a painter?
Right.
You know how much work I got done during COVID down here?
Dude, so much.
Bro, I was like, hey, bro. Hey, F.A. What you doing over there, man? Can you do that for me? How much? I got work done left and right.
Yeah. It's funny how opposite Florida and California are, but how the same they both are.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's wild.
That was the other funny thing. One last thing on that. That was the other funny thing.
Okay.
Trump keeps trying to bring up other stuff, right? So he's like, he's bringing up Obama now. That's how desperate he is. I've got, what did he get? Well, let me see if I can get the exact words. I've got cold, hard, blue facts that Obama, tampered with the election results for 2016 and he needs to be held, in treason. And it's like, cold, hard, blue. What does that mean? and then they cut to a clip of this is how many fucks Obama gives, right? Anytime Trump brings up Obama, they basically flip to something. Obama's doing a podcast with his wife and some other person, and he's just like, he's like, now this is a fairly unpopular opinion, especially in my household, but no child older than the age of 8 is allowed to have ketchup.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Sasha, Maria. Sasha?
No ketchup Maria? For you. No ketchup. Mustard's okay, but no ketchup.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, they kind of believe that, like, he's been the silent president for Biden for years.
Right.
So that's what's...
Yeah, whatever.
Just such fighting, man. Hey, man, in the words of Rodney King.
Right.
Can't we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along?
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, bro.
Little birdie. Well, man, thanks for that. Thanks for that update, because
weekend news.
Been out of the mix. I know. With Lex.
With Lex Luthor.
In a world. Yeah, man. Crazy stuff. What about what's on my topic? And nobody's talking about it, but what the fuck is going on at Yellowstone?
Ooh, okay. Let's talk about
that. Is this real or is this, are animals bailing?
I don't know. If I had to guess, I don't have all the info, obviously. Okay. But I don't think it's real. I think it's a manipulation of the data.
I mean, but what about these videos of fucking elk and shit hauling ass and grizzlies running? What is that shit fake?
I mean, they got timestamps on these videos. What if they're from 1998?
I'm asking you. You the mountain man.
I don't think they're real. That's what I'm saying. I think it's a buzz. It's something to feed the media news engine. I don't think it's actually happening. But I would love to be wrong.
Yeah. I see a fucking explosion behind you. Boo boo.
If I were cool, I would tell future me to add that in post. Okay, so let's talk about that more.
Let's talk about it more.
Okay, I was about to change the subject, and I was like, wait, I'm yanking the rug out of my boy here.
Yeah, no, you ain't yanking the rug from me. I'm just like, animals know shit.
Yeah, oh, dude. Yeah.
It's probably time for a big earthquake here.
Oh, dude.
Now, my tinfoil hat brethren, they would tell you that they're just pulling levers in Antarctica and creating all of these, right?
Yeah.
So that's my tinfoil. I'm just saying, we ain't been in Antarctica. Don't be doubting me. Okay.
No, it's Superman's Fortress of Solitude.
Bro, that was the best one. Did you see this last one?
Dude, it was good.
I didn't see it yet.
It's a little more cheap. Yeah. I like the first one better. I liked the while back one.
The very first one was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
With Christopher Reeves, and then that was...
And Richard Pryor and Gene Hackman.
Who was the dad?
The dad was Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, bro? Mm-hmm. Bro, who was smoking some good tobacco when they wrote that? You go to talk to your dad's dead, but you go to talk to him and then you're like talking to him in another plane where he's alive.
I don't know if you noticed this, but every single time they get a character to play. What is that? Kal-El, which is Jor-El's
dad.
It's like a big actor, right? So in the OG one, Marlon Brando, in the one with Henry Cavill, the original Gladiator. What's his name? What is his name? Shit.
The Gladiator dude?
Yeah.
Oh, he's,
Russell Crowe. And now in the new one, I'm pretty sure it's fucking Bradley Cooper.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a powerful dude. You're the father of Superman, right?
Right. I'm pretty sure
that first one was great.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
You're talking to your parent, bro, and you're getting guidance for the rest of your life.
I know, right?
Who wrote this?
Mm-hmm.
Insane. So you liked it though?
I did enjoy it. I really liked Lex Luthor. I'm always partial to how they portray Lex Luthor because I've been, my dad's been calling me Lex Luthor since I was 4 years old.
Oh, so you feel like you have ownership in how Lex Luthor should be portrayed to the public.
The studios always call me and they send me screeners and they're like, is this okay, Mr. Lex?
I heard some people over talking in a restaurant. They were just saying Superman was getting his ass whipped in this one quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
So it was just powerful people. What was the one with those, that crew came and they were like whipping his ass. That was like the second or the third one. Remember those dudes came from another planet
So those were, okay. So in the, and this kind of happened, well, no, this happened in, and this has happened in a bunch of Superman movies, but in the comics, in the original Superman storyline, as Krypton, right? So the reason Superman exists is because Krypton, right? The planet that he's from is like hours, minutes, days away from, you know, just being destroyed because it just, they had run their planet poorly, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Mm-hmm. And so they send Superman out in like a spaceship, you know, to Earth. Because it's like, you need to get away from here because we're all about to die. Well, there's these other people that were kind of in the military that were like trying to say, no, we can still save Krypton. Everything's fine. And they were kind of the reason that they were part of the issue. They were like the big military leaders. So one of them is this dude named Zod, right? General Zod.
Yeah. Zod. Yeah.
And so, well, there, but before the planet explodes, they're tried and brought to jury and they're banished from the planet. And so they get trapped in this,
like a
piece of glass.
Glass. Yeah. The graphics back then were so horrible, but we thought they were great.
They were cool. That chick was hot though, huh? How hot was that chick?
She was blazer.
Woo. Yeah. Anyway, so. That's teenage me speaking. So, so anyway, so they escape the piece of glass because some, you know, actually, I think it was the shockwave of Krypton exploding. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened in the one with Henry Cavill too. It's basically Krypton exploding releases them from their tomb and then they find their way to Earth. And they're like mm-hmm. the only people strong enough to kind of whoop Superman's ass.
Whoop his ass.
Uh-huh. That doesn't happen in the new one.
Okay.
Well, yet. I don't know. Maybe it will in the future. Yeah. But uh-huh. That's the backstory there.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check it out.
It was good. There's Crypto, which is Superman's dog, is in this one. And he looks just like Killian. And I was just like, I love this puppy. He's like an annoying little puppy, but he's like super, super strong.
Oh, okay.
And so it's good.
Well, the white dog lovers, the white dog lovers will get a serious hard on for that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
And what's his name? Crypto?
Crypto. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Watch the names of dogs shoot up named Crypto. Oh yeah.
Crypto with a K.
Oh my God, can I pet Crypto?
Yeah.
Can I pet him?
Yeah.
Stop petting other people's dogs, people. Just go buy your coffee. Mind your business.
At least ask.
Just buy your coffee. You don't have to pet every damn dog.
Well, yeah, I can't agree with you.
Oh, can I pet him? Are you here to pet? Or are you here to get a coffee? Get your coffee, man.
Oh, I'll pat the dog before I'll get a coffee.
I know. That's why I'm talking shit.
I know you're talking to me.
White people love petting dogs.
Oh, dude.
Stop petting all them damn dogs.
Mm-hmm.
See, stop petting all them damn dogs, man. Yep. When I grew up in Detroit, dogs were not used like they are today. Dogs were for protection.
Right. Well, right. Yeah. Either in the D for
they
sure.
They were for protection. So no, everybody's dog was mean.
Mean as shit.
Mean. And I was like, I don't want to fuck with these dogs.
No, they bite your hand off.
Bro, still to this day, if I hear a chain jingling, I'll be like, oh, the fuck is that?
The junkyard dog. Remember the junkyard dogs?
Bro. Yeah. So you had junkyard dogs. You had people who kept dogs because they were mechanics in cars. They don't want you back there stealing shit.
Right.
Or it's like, beware of dog. It was not like doodles and all of this shit we got.
It was either a big ass Doberman, a German Shepherd, or a pit bull.
We had Bouviers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those fuckers are rip your head off.
Oh my God. There's just the heart palpitations of hearing a chain and a dog running after you.
In the 8 mile, I walked about
10 blocks to school and back. And you'd be like, you know, it was like,
how many times that chain saved your life?
Oh my God. Hearing that chain, bro, I would jump on top of your car in a heartbeat. Right. Get off my car. I'm like, you see this dog?
You fucking get that dog out there. I will.
Get that dog out here. And then I don't know when it started. Then we created the dog saviors.
The kinder, gentler puppies.
You, that's you and your family, which I love. And people who rescue pets.
Yep.
Are insanely good people. They are. Mm-hmm. I've been able to see that. It's not my cup of tea, but people who rescue animals are some good people.
Yeah.
But they will also shame you if you go out and buy a dog. They'll be like, oh, you bought that dog?
Well, it's complicated.
I have a one-legged pug who's deaf, and we have to feed him through a feeding tube.
That's right. That's right.
Right? And it's just like, okay,
that's so accurate. It's so true.
All right, good for you, but that's like a pain in the fucking ass.
Why don't I just go buy a dog that I want?
Just go get a fucking puppy.
Yeah,
right. But you got to get the dog that's like, yeah, he's fine after 3 months. He started eating with the rest of the pack.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, how's your new pooch doing,
dude? She's good. She just got fixed 2 weeks ago because like you Miss, have to.
Miss Maeve, right?
Miss Maeve, right?
Nice.
She's, oh my gosh. Everybody sees her or sees a picture of her and they're just like, those eyes that get you, dude. She's got these like, so she's like a husky, red or blue heeler mix. Mm. So she's got like.
So her eyes are like light blue, greenish, right?
Like light, like sky blue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. And, but she's got this little mask on. So she looks like a she looks kind of like a raccoon bandit, but with like bright blue eyes. And you're just like, that dude that the brother that's like really famous for his mugshot, the brother that had like bright blue eyes.
Oh yeah. We've seen him at a golf outing. Lisa took a picture with him.
Like,
yeah,
that I just saw something the other day, like, people, would they say, does eye color matter? And it was pictures of people like him and a couple other people where they just had like normal color eyes. And everybody, and you're like,
you flip those eyes up, it changes.
Yeah.
How's been the integration with the rest of the pack for Miss Maeve?
It's been ebbing and flowing. I would say it started amazing and then it got a little wild and now it's kind of back to amazing. It's just, it's all overall very good. But she's like this, she's got energy coming out of her ears and she's a smallish puppy. She's only like 30 pounds, but she can jump
the springs.
Yeah. She's like Tigger. And she can run. She's the fastest dog by a lot. And so all the other dogs, including our 13-year-old old lady who thinks she's in charge because after Sosh passed, Sosh was in charge, but Sosh was kind of like, yeah, it's okay. Whereas, and now Kenzie's like, oh, I'm in charge now. I got to be in charge. I got to like lock this shit down. And
I'm the boss. Yeah.
But she can't lock anything down. And so she's just like, she's struggling with it.
Mm.
So that's been a little bit tough, but Maeve's just like, were you talking to me? I'm sorry. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm out here chilling.
Right. And so it's
doing my thing.
I wouldn't say that it's been perfect. But it's been, it's been pretty good.
You're managing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys can manage that better than anybody. We would have been, remember I told you stories. I've had friends that went and tried to rescue dogs and they ended up having to get rid of them.
I am.
It's not for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can't, everybody can't do that.
No.
You know, people want, oh, look, you know, they want them behaved. You know,
I'll name him a lot Bubbles. Bubbles just bit the mailman's face off.
Hey, and you don't know what type of trauma and shit that they've seen. You know,
exactly.
So if you want to just come home and don't have them pissing and shitting everywhere or biting your, their dogs are so bad. I used to be like, this, your dog needs some diversity training because he is not feeling.
I do. I have met some racist ass dogs. I have met some racist dogs.
I see him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, it's just the color of my skin, because if you smell me and figure me out, then you know I'm a cool dude. You know, I'm straight with animals. Like, I'm one of them people. They'll come to me. You know, and I'm not, as a kid, I was afraid of them, but now I'm like, hey, I see you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I see you.
It was actually funny. So we had the first OG two dogs. We had Teddy, who is exactly like Freddy.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenzie, who we still have, but Kenzie is a cattle dog healer, or an Australian shepherd healer. Anyway, border collie. I don't know. Anyway, she's a mutt.
how many? I'm like, damn, how many names?
I don't know. I forget. Yeah, I'm like, that's where I'm like,
healer,
like,
Doberman. I don't know.
Yeah. Feline. No. Anyway, so we were at Yosemite. Yeah. I always get those. I was like, no, we were just talking about Yosemite. I'm like, no, that's Yellowstone.
Yeah.
No, we were at Yosemite. And it was funny because, Teddy was a little bit racist. Like Asian people and like every, you know, it's like going to Disneyland or like you get people from
everybody's
all over
there.
The world.
Yeah.
Is in Yosemite, right? Yeah.
Right.
Like people from South Africa and China and Japan and Paris and, you know, and, you know, and like the chicks have armpit hair and they're like, oh, can I pet your dog? Anyway. And it was funny because everybody from like anybody that was light skinned was like, oh, Kenzie was their favorite. Right. But anybody who was Asian, Teddy was their favorite. Problem was Teddy wasn't into the, Teddy was like, anytime an Asian person would walk up, he was just like, and I'm like, Teddy, they want to say hi to you. He grew out of it, but it was so funny.
That's crazy. So what else is going on, bro?
F1, you seen any good movie F1?
It's so good.
Oh yeah, you saw that. Pitt. I cannot recommend it enough. I'm very biased because I have fanboyed over that man most of my life. Well, he's my age, so I can't say most of my life, but since he came out. Mm-hmm. And he fought for that movie to be made, and is it Days of Thunder? Yes. Or, you know, is it Top Gun Maverick, but in race cars?
No.
Yes.
It is.
Fine.
I told you Top Gun Maverick is the Wakanda for white man.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's so good. You know, I mean, like F1, I don't know if it's because I grew up a little different than most Americans, but like F1 has been a religion for, you know, 20 years.
It's a religion for a lot of people, man.
Right.
A lot of people love it.
So it did not disappoint. Right. I was like, ooh, this could easily be going sideways or they could ease.
Mm-hmm.
But they had like my boy Lewis Hamilton was one of the executive producers. Can you hear that?
Is it like a jet?
No, it's a police car going by. It's loud.
They're coming for your ass.
I hope so.
They're coming for you.
Get on the ground. Dude, they couldn't find this house if they wanted to. That's the beauty of my house. I could give you the address and say,
you ain't gonna get it.
And people, and it would take you like 4 hours to show up. Ask me how I know. I have to
Nobody
custom
ever
coach
shows
the
up.
Uber drivers every time.
That's why you don't even get Ubers from there.
Dude, and like, It's too expensive too. I actually got to a point where I'm like, I'll just ask somebody to drop me off in town and then I'll Uber from there.
Hey, can you give me a lift to the donut shop?
Yeah.
You're like, you're thumbing it.
Yep.
So which, I got a new show.
You go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
You got a new show.
I got a new show. It's called like The Day of the Jackal.
Yes, it's good.
You like it.
It's really like good. It.
You ain't watched it.
I have. It's the dude from,
yeah, the ginger.
The ginger. He actually won an Oscar for a movie where he played a chick.
He also played in some of those post Harry Potter movies too. Like Dumbledore or something.
Maybe. Yeah. I didn't watch those, but you're right. He played Stephen Hawking in a movie too.
Oh, he sure did. Yeah. He sure did. I like it. It's good spy stuff. And
like
he's
like it.
Is there any more room for me in those jeans? Pretty scrumptious. Like I like it. Oh my God. People have no idea. The inside jokes we got. But yeah, that Jackal show is good, bro.
It's good. It's good.
And he's out there and he's lighting people up. He's a very nice guy, but he's a stone cold killer.
Stone cold.
What pisses me off is this narrative, right? Uh-huh. It's like, I was telling Lisa this, we're watching it. I'm tired of the narrative of you've got the CIA person.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that I work for the government.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear that I have to travel. But then they always have these spouses that don't understand what they do. Stop it. You're leaving again? Yeah, I gotta leave. Well, why do you think you live in this chateau looking over Lake Como? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck you think I do? Yeah, uh-huh. I gotta leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know that area in my office with the safe that you can't go into? What you think's in there?
What you think's in that safe?
What you think? Why you think I never let you look at my window laptop?
Lake Como. Why do you think my safe is here?
Can I get on Amazon on your laptop?
No, why bitch. Why do you think there are four dudes at the front gate with Uzis?
And it's the same narrative everywhere. You know, it's all of these shows.
I don't know. My husband does great things. I don't know what he does.
You have to leave for the birthday again? Yes, bitch.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lioness is like that. Her whole family hate her.
Let's rewind that a bit.
Okay.
Lioness, I think, is an actual realistic portrayal of how that is. Dude knows what's going down. Dude fucking knows. But also, she cannot talk about it. He knows, but she can't share the details.
Yes.
That's legit.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
I gotta go. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah. What the bank deposit say? What does the deposit say on the joint account?
Lioness is one of the most realistic portrayals of an agency job that I've ever seen, in my opinion.
Right. But it's like, and your kid, what do your kids think you do? You're a fucking teacher?
I don't know. That gets a whole new messiness.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a consistent narrative. Cause even in that show, mm-hmm. The Jackal, you got the sister who's kind of playing the cop. Her family's mad with her.
Mm-hmm.
Are you leaving?
Yes. Right.
Now, you don't have to leave as soon as you poured the wine and put the calamari out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I would stay for a meal and be distracted, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like maybe you would enjoy to be one of these agency dudes.
I mean, we kind of live like that,
for sure.
It's like, where you going? Where you going? I'm getting on plane.
You don't even ask it after a while. Are you going to be gone next week? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to be gone. Where you going to be at? Texas. Oh, okay. What you doing? Same shit. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's funny. My aunt Michelle, she's Lisa's. So when she met me and first traveling, I was traveling so much, you know, oh, black women think if you travel too much, you got a side family somewhere.
Dude, I got, that's a little too close to home for me.
It's people that did that, bro. That's too much work for me. Dealing with two families?
My wife's father had two families.
Mm-mm. Those are stone cold killers. Those people don't have a heart at all.
Sure.
It's a look. All I'm saying.
There's something broken in them. For sure.
It's something broke. Cause to do that, it's like, I was dating two girls in college and was like, oh God, I can't. This is way too much. Uh-huh. Like, I gotta cut this off. Like, it was giving me heart palpitations.
I remember those days where I was dating more than one. There was no lies. There was no, like,
I was lying. Yeah.
I wasn't lying, but it was afraid.
If you just like, hey, you know what this is.
Right. I was afraid I was going to say the wrong name though.
Ebony?
No, like just, you know, during the thrills of something, like, be like,
yeah. Hey, Ebony.
Fantasia.
Hey, Tanisha.
Tanisha.
Antoinette. Hey, Antoinette. Who the fuck you calling Antoinette? I'm throwing a little hint out there for everybody for which way you used to go back in the day.
Discriminated against any color.
Me neither.
Oh no, me neither.
Women are beautiful. What do you mean? You know that?
I know you.
Yes. Man, beauty is beauty.
Beauty
bro.
Is beauty.
You just see it. You can see it anywhere.
All shapes, sizes, and colors.
Yeah, man.
As long as it got an ass on it.
Is there any more room for me
in those jeans?
I think we need to create like a, you know, what do you call that? A time capsule. And that's one of the songs I want in there for the future. Sure. People are gonna be like, what are jeans?
You still wear jeans?
Oh yeah, I wear jeans.
Mm. I prefer cargos now. I don't even like jeans. Some Lulus, you know what I'm saying? Wow. I'm just saying the whole stretch pant game, I messes with it.
Mm-hmm. Once you get a pair of Levi's to fit you just right though, it's kind of hard to go, because I mean, like, especially when you're in a place where it can get a breeze or cold or damp, nothing blocks cold like denim.
Yeah. Well, Florida has screwed me. I don't generally wear pants if I'm not working. If I'm at home, I got on shorts. You see me, like right now, I'm wearing shorts.
Same. Lulus at that.
Look at my Lulus.
I love them Lulus though.
Lulu is some good stuff. It's expensive. Have you been to this? What's this other store? Ola or Alo?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one that starts with a V. Vuori. My buddy works
Vuori.
He's a sales rep for Vuori.
But they got one called Alo or Olo.
I don't know that one.
I just see women going ape shit over it. It's like a new Lulu. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Homie.
You want to talk about satellite? What? You want to talk about satellites and weather, or you want to save that for the next episode?
Let's save it for the next episode.
Let's do it.
To the next episode.
On that note, I got a little this or that for you then.
I want to hear some.
You want to go with this or I could go with that? All right. I think I know the answer to this because it's kind of got a stigma. You going back to the D or NYC or Chi-Town and there are no Ubers, no taxis, and you got to get to the spot. You taking the bus or you taking the subway?
Subway.
Yeah, subway all day long. No
subway all day.
No bus. You don't take the bus.
I ain't fucking no bus.
Fuck no. No. Right?
You just got to get on the subway and you just got to be like, I never know. I never know what's going to be out here without a man here minding my own business. Mm-hmm. And if you need to, you can go to another train.
That's right.
You know, that's kind of what I like about the subway. I took some people on the subway and they were shook. My cousins, Nick, my cousin and my sister, Nick and Alicia, we were in the subway and they were like, they were overwhelmed, you know, because it's packed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, New York can break down the toughest person.
It's
just for the sensory overload.
There's a lot going on.
The smell of urine.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming smell of urine and trash, right?
Yeah.
And sort of the kaleidoscope of people. You'll have a NYU professor sitting next to, you know, a dude with dreads down his ass that hasn't washed in a few days. And they're like chilling. Yeah. Then you got a guy who's got his ass out on the train.
Literally.
Somebody's trying to fucking dance and flip and do shit.
Uh-huh. And that's the subway, bro.
And that's the subway.
And then they're going to come over to each and every one of you after they're set and basically go like with the collection plate. Like, hey, man, you watch the show, you going to pay? Nah, bro, I ain't
watching shit. I ain't watching shit. Get away from me.
That's why you can't film that or else they
guarantee they got you. Mm-hmm. That's like them kids in New Orleans and there. Right? Oh, yeah.
I bet you know where you got your shoes.
Get your shoes, bro. I don't even talk to street people.
No. That New Orleans taught me that fast. All right. Backpack or like a crossbody messenger bag?
For what? What are we doing? Is this survival mode or is this like,
that's all you tell me and then explain.
Well, I guess I'm gonna have to go backpack because I can keep more shit. I can keep a coat in there.
Yeah.
And fold that bitch up, keep a toiletry bag. I can one arm it. Or then if I need to rucksack my ass out of there, I can throw it on. I rarely put on both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going messenger bag.
Well, since when?
Cause like, if I had to pick, like, cause I can keep the shit close and like, it's like, all right, I'd have some basics. Like I might have a little.
You didn't give enough description on this. Cause
I'm just saying,
I wear a messenger for life.
For the pew pew.
Oh yeah. You gotta have a banger out.
You gotta have a glow stick.
Yeah, this is that's what I tell people. Living in Florida is like living in a minimum security prison.
That's right.
You know, it's just like nobody's bothering me and managing my own thing.
And we'll
but if need be, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We'll be straight.
I got my bang stick. Boom stick.
For sure.
Boom stick. That's what it was.
For sure.
All right. We'll do two more. Are you going to show up an hour early or an hour late?
Come on, bro.
I know the answer.
You know the answer to that.
But our audience doesn't.
Hour early, man. If you on time, you late.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to give yourself enough time just in case somebody rolls a truck full of cows over in front of you that you can get to where the fuck you're supposed to be.
Yeah. Oh, here's another good. Yeah. This is another good epic Chris one.
Uh-huh.
You window or aisle?
People are stupid, so I want to stay as far away from them as possible, so I'm in the window. I see a lot of people picking up bags that they can't handle. And they trying to shove it up there, they miss it, it comes down right on you.
Kapow, anytime, dude, you know how many times anytime, I had a bag fall on my ass?
Bro, and if ever I've unlucky enough to get an aisle, when people are putting their stuff up, this is me. I got my hand up just in case.
Yeah.
So if you hit me with that bag, I'm going to be pissed. And I'm going to sue you.
If I wasn't a tall drink of water, I would prefer the window. But because my legs are
the size.
So what do you do? Do you put both of your fucking legs out me aisle or one? What are you doing here?
No, but I can kind of lean. I can kind of like lean once like till that
beverage carton.
Dude, I've been knocked out by a beverage cart at least 100 times.
Excuse me. Pardon me. Excuse me.
I think one time I actually got knocked out cold by the beverage cart. I was just like this and the chick wasn't paying attention. How? I think I was just like, I saw a star. I was like, holy shit.
I was on a plane not too long ago and the woman was saying rubbish and I was so angry with her.
Rubbish? Rubbish? Anyone rubbish? I was like,
just say some trash. You got any trash?
You're not even from Europe. Okay. No. you're from Chicago.
Yeah.
Stop saying rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbish. Been a lot of little plane incidents, man.
Dude, it's a little bit sketch in the skies.
Yeah, man, it's not the same, man.
A Delta plane,
fire.
So here's the thing. That happens all the time. That happens. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I know this for a fact. Let me caveat this. But I would not be surprised, having been in the aviation industry, I think a flame out on takeoff on a single engine on a ducted fan, which is, you know, an airplane, that mm-hmm. probably happens 20, 30 times a year.
Mm. Yeah, now we just taping the shit and everybody's just kind of like, because yep. I see you and I were talking about that and we're not up on plane accidents.
No.
We're like even, and in some cases, lower.
Right.
Right. But we're just getting all of that press. Press is running with it.
The sketchy thing is that now this India flight thing is getting real bad because now it's actually coming out that it's probably one of those two motherfuckers actually intentionally cut off the fuel.
Cut the fuel to the engine.
And it's not easy to do. Like there's no way to do that on accident. So one of those dudes did it on purpose and then the other caught it. And the audio, and you can hear the pilot going, did you turn off the fuel? Oh, no, no, no. It's like, oh, yeah, you did.
Mm. No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
We spend too much time on planes for anybody bullshitting.
Mm-hmm.
But I was validated again the other day. They got this new ride at Cedar Point.
Oh,
Cedar
yeah.
Point is in Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah.
They used to have a demon drop and all that shit. I gave up rides years ago. And people like you are like, get on a ride. Like, fuck that. I ride a real fucking plane full of jet fuel.
Right.
Cross country all the time. Bro, this is real life shit here. Okay.
Yep.
This
yep.
shit goes, somebody fucks up. People aren't coming home. I'm coming home, but
mm-hmm.
a lot of people ain't coming home, but they got this new ride and I guess it's goes up and clinks over and then goes down. This freaking thing got stuck.
Oh, I heard about that
twice.
Oh, I didn't know that's where it was, but yeah.
I always say, I bet you fools wish you were sitting on your couch.
It's a
right
little
now.
Too close to home.
want to get on that big ass ride. Not a fire. When the firemen are afraid,
right?
You're effed in the A. No, no, thank you. This will be me eating popcorn, right?
Hey.
Damn.
Show me. Oh, man. Oh, shit. I'm going back to the hotel, player.
Peace out.
It's hot. It's hot out here.
I'm
going to go get me an IC while y'all up here and figure that shit out.
Frozen lemonade. See ya.
A cup of diabetes. Give me a nice cup of diabetes while you up there on that dumbass ride.
All right. Well,
I ban you rides.
I
ban you all dude. Rides. If yeah. it's not a Papa Shot, I'm not fucking with it.
I was just remembering the Ghost Rider, Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm.
They got that old school wooden roller coaster somebody in my
click,
family
click,
used
click,
to say
click, click,
roller,
click,
roller,
click,
roller
click,
coaster.
Click, 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 click.
And did you get whiplash in that back car? If you ride the back car, you're like,
no, no, thank you.
You get neck trauma. But, yeah, it's good stuff. I love roller coaster.
I bet you do.
I do. I
you
do.
Better sit your ass down. Listen to the Broham.
I ain't been on as many as I did back in the day. I think they started to sneak up on me.
And then the worst is when you go to like, you know, we have state fairs.
Mm. Oh, well, yeah.
I'm not getting on nothing that pulled up here on a truck, bro. No.
Cameron did. We went to the, well, remember back when Cameron, Sarah and I went to the Washington State Fair. They used to call it the Puyallup Fair, but now it's called the Washington State Fair. And they had that like monster slingshot thing. Anyway, Cameron and I got face paint. We were Wolverine and Deadpool. And so I was dressed up. Well, who was I? I was Wolverine and Cameron was Deadpool. And it's this slingshot that shoots in the air. I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm getting on that thing. Cameron's like, come on, I'm doing it. I'm like, have fun, buddy. One of us will still be alive.
There's one. It's kind of like a demon drop deal. You've seen this, but the dude is always like, oh, I forgot to put the clamp on. And people are like, huh? And he clicks it and they're like, ah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Dude, don't play that.
He's fucking like, with people. He's like, they're totally safe. People are like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, that like, lift isn't, that's not tied down. They're like, huh? And then he's like, and they're like, ah.
The latest thing I've seen is the guy like reaches into the car and grabs like this big ass bolt. Like, oh shit, is that loose? Grabs this big ass bolt. Like, hey, stop the ride. And then the ride goes off. I'm like, that is so fucked up.
No. And I'm like, why? But again, it's like, there are people who get on that slingshot that are deathly afraid.
So
why are you getting on it?
Why? But yeah.
Cause it's peer pressure. Everybody's like, come on. And I'm like, no. So I can't wait to go to another one with people. I like going to places like that just to tell people fucking no, no. You're not getting on it. Enjoy yourself.
Will you do all the rides at Harry Potter Land?
I mean, those aren't really no rides. Really?
I don't know. I've never been to Harry Potter Land. They don't have rides.
Oh, man. You ain't living.
That's what I'm saying. Our oldest just went 1 year anniversary, took his girl down to Cali and they went to Harry Potterville.
Look at him.
I know. I was like, good job on you, little boy. But, I said, Harry Potter's like, it's not like Disney. You had like the money and all of these, like, where
it's a couple, but for the most part, bro, you feel like you're in Harry Potter.
Oh,
so it's walking just like into the experience. Shots in the store, like you feel like you're in fucking, you know, a small German town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You walk around the corner, it looks like it's snow on the roof. It's amazing. Wait in line for a butter beer. The experience to me is better than that. You can get like a
magic wand.
A magic wand, super expensive, and then they have all these, you can go and do these spells. So it's these certain places, you take that wand and it's like a magnet in it, you do a spell and it'll turn a fountain on.
If I come down there, will you take me to Potterland with the family?
I mess it. That's my favorite spot. Universal. Right,
bet.
Then they got the Simpsons. I go up in Moe's. Man, I have a good time. Have a couple drinks.
All right.
Eat. Bet.
That's a date.
Walk around. Then we'll go to Epcot. I messes with Epcot too. Cause Epcot. then you'd be like, yeah, we in France with it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Give me some champagne. Oui.
I haven't been to Epcot since. Cause they had this thing back when I was in the Navy, you could go, after you got out of boot camp in Orlando, cause I went to boot camp in Orlando, you got free admission to Disney World. That was the last time I went to Epcot.
No, that shit ain't happening no more.
Yeah, no, they can't afford that. It. There's also no boot camp in Orlando too, so.
Not no more. You said that was the coldest you ever been in Orlando. Oh, fuck,
dude. 45 degrees in a t-shirt and skivvies. Felt like I was going to die.
Coldest I ever been is in Montreal, Quebecois.
When we were there or some other time? Back when you was a kid.
Oh, no. No. I wasn't a kid. I was there for work. But it was straight up winter. And there were like gigantic icicles falling off the building. So it was freezing and we didn't have Ubers and shit like that. It was terrifying. Literally terrifying. It was so cold. I walked into a root store and it was so hot. I thought I was going to pass out. Because it went from cold to like extreme heat. I was like,
it sounds like you were underdressed.
It was negative and it was cutting. It had a Chicago feel to it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not wearing fully high socks, a little bit of wind, get up under them pants.
Uh-huh.
And then you over. Once that cold get in your pants, you done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you, bro. We didn't work together yet. We didn't, but the Broncos won the Super Bowl with Peyton and it on my birthday, and we had a NSM in Chicago the next day. And so it was like, I flew to Chicago in my Broncos jersey and then landed. And I took like the train downtown because we were the NSM was downtown Chicago. And it was like 8 degrees or some shit out. And I'm running around and I think I had cargo shorts and I had like 4 layers underneath my Broncos jersey, like a hoodie and like, you know, underneath my Peyton Manning jersey. And I was just like happy as fucking. As shit. I was so excited.
Anybody punched the shit out of you?
No, everybody was kind of excited for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Chi-town. Chi-town's finest.
That's right. Well, all right. Remind me, next show, which will be soon, we talking about why the weather systems are going to shit.
And why I think we're going to see a big one in Florida.
Maybe a few big ones.
And then it's going to be like two computer screens with one guy heating up a hot pocket and he's going to miss the shit that's coming.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
He's going to be at a microwave.
There's not anything anymore that these motherfuckers are going to be able to have to warn people. And we've already had it happen. Texas is already proof.
Oh my God. See, yeah. Okay. We got to save it because I was about to jump in on Texas. That was horrific.
And training timeout.
And cut. As always, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you.
Appreciate you, my guy.
Peace.
Peace.